This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative will hold a public hearing this week on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The hearing is in anticipation of a scheduled review of the trade pact set for next year. A keynote session of the U.S. Meat Export Federation Strategic Planning Conference in Indianapolis took a close look at the agreement and its impact on red meat trade, with panelists offering insights on the benefits of USMCA and what to expect from the upcoming review. One of the speakers was Kenneth Smith Ramos, a partner at the regulatory and trade consulting firm Aegon, who was previously a lead negotiator for the Mexican government. Ramos said he expects all three nations to ultimately stand by the trade agreement, but urged all three nations' agricultural sectors to work together to preserve key provisions of USMCA.
We see turbulence in terms of the Mexico-U.S. trade relationship, of course, because of these tariffs that the U.S. has imposed. We see a complex USMCA review, but we do not see a scenario where there is an imminent collapse of the agreement. There will be turbulence, but we do not see the plane crashing. Okay, but we need to work together in cooperation between the agricultural sectors of Mexico and the U.S. and Canada as well. Preserving the agreement as trilateral is very important. We have a very vibrant relationship as well with Canada. So pushing our governments to maintain a trilateral nature of the agreement and coming to agreements on key issues on China, on eliminating trade barriers is essential.
For more information, visit usmef.org. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter. That way you can get our five ag news stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.